Mike Perry is a storyteller. Did you bring a story to share?
I did bring a story, yes. Would you like me to share it now?
Oh, you brought a rabbit tale. Absolutely.
I did. Yes.
Absolutely.
In fact, this is a short tale about a long tail about a rabbit who has no tail because long ago they did.
Okay.
Let me explain. Long ago, when things were much different and animals could talk, rabbit had a beautiful, long, bushy tail. Oh, everyone said, "There goes Rabbit. Look at that beautiful tail." Rabbit was very proud. Well, at the same time, there happened to live Coyote. Now, Coyote was sly, and that hasn't changed. To this day, coyotes are kind of, I would call them slippery. And this one was no different. You see, Coyote pretended to be Rabbit's friend. "Oh, hello, Rabbit. My, what a long, fluffy tail you have." Now, as I mentioned, this was a long time ago, and Coyote actually had a little nub of a tail, nothing to look at. In fact, some people thought it ugly. So he was very jealous of Rabbit's long, fluffy tail. Well, he decided that he wanted Rabbit's tail, and this is what he did. Every time Rabbit went hip-hop, hip-hop, right by, Coyote would say, "Oh, my, that must really slow you down, for it is so long." Rabbit said, "Oh, no, it's my tail. Everyone loves my tail." And the next time he saw Rabbit, he says, Oh, Rabbit, you went right past that mud puddle. I think you got your tail dirty. You're going to spend a lot of time cleaning that tail. It must be very difficult, take a lot of time, very difficult." Rabbit said, Oh, well, yes, you might be right. And so this went on and on and on. It must slow you down. It must get very dirty. How do you live with such a long tail? I bet it gets stuck on things. Well, Rabbit eventually started to doubt himself. Maybe my tail is kind of long, and it does get dirty on occasion, and I did get it stuck just that once in the briar patch. Well, things were going exactly as Coyote had planned, and one day while Rabbit took just a little rabbit nap after eating just this and that, Coyote snuck up behind him and took the biggest boulder he could lift and dropped it right on Rabbit's tail. Oh, said Rabbit. Oh, my tail. And he was hipping and hopping, but he couldn't move because this boulder landed right on his tail. Thought Coyote, this is perfect. And he reached into the pocket, if he had one then, because I wasn't there to see. But he produced a scissors. "Rabbit, I think I have the solution. Cut, cut. Oh, cut, cut." Rabbit turned around, and instead of having a long, bushy tail, he had nothing but a fluffy little bit. Oh, Coyote said, "You can thank me later, Rabbit. Too bad you didn't have the scissors. You could have solved it yourself." "Oh, you're right. And Coyote continued. He said, "I'll tell you what. I will keep your tail. It is of no use to you, and I'll give you these scissors." And Rabbit was very confused and very upset, and he said, okay, thank you. And Coyote smiled his sly smile and ran away. And all you saw that day was his fluffy tail in the wind, because he was already holding it behind him to see how it would look. "Cut, cut," said Rabbit. "Hip hop, hip hop, hip hop," and down the trail he went. Soon he arrived in the middle of the woods, and there he heard something, for his ears were so big he could hear from a long ways off. And he hipped, and he hopped, and he made it over to the spot where he saw a man with reeds. These are long pieces of plant. And he would stretch them out, and then he'd put them in his mouth, chew, 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 chomp, chomp, and cut them off. For each reed had to be exactly the same length. You see, he was a basket maker. And he was working hard to weave these baskets that were beautiful. Well, he was so busy working, when he looked up, there he saw Rabbit, who had a scissors. "Whoa, Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, do you think I could borrow those scissors?" Well, they were no use to Rabbit, so he said, "Well, I suppose you could." And he loaned the scissors to the weaver of baskets. No sooner had the man used the scissors than the screw fell out and it fell into two pieces. Oh, dear," said Rabbit. "I had a tail and it was taken. I had a scissors and now they're broken." Oh, said the man. "I'm so sorry. Why, I didn't mean to break your scissors." He says, "Rabbit, please, take one of my beautiful baskets and I'll repair the scissors, for I may use them. They come in handy for me." "Well, okay," said Rabbit. cut, 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 snip, snip, hip hop, down the road he went through the forest. Sooner or later, he heard something else. It sounded like someone working hard and maybe humming to themselves, which is a good thing to do when you're working hard. Sure enough, there in the distance, he saw a woman pulling out the most beautiful carrots in the world from her garden. She had her apron held out in front of her, and she was putting the carrots one at a time in her apron, which, as you may imagine, was getting quite dirty, a little wet, and very heavy. Rabbit came running by to take a closer look, and just then she looked up. "Oh, Mr. Rabbit! Oh, Mr. Rabbit! I see you have a basket there. Do you think I could borrow them, that basket? Because these carrots are getting awfully heavy." "Well, well," said Rabbit, "I really don't see why not." And so he hipped and he hopped right over to the woman, who took the basket and put all the carrots in the basket, and as soon as she lifted it up, uh-oh, the handle broke. Well, as you may imagine, she did not feel good about this. She felt very bad about this, and she said right away, "Oh, Rabbit, I am so sorry. I did not mean to break your basket. Let me make payment. I will give you these carrots and keep your basket if that's okay, for I can have it repaired." "Well," said Rabbit, "I had a tail, and that was taken, and I had a scissors, and that was broken." "Okay," he said. And so, cut, cut, snip, snip, carry, carry, hip hop, he made it all the way home. And don't you know how hungry he was when he got there? Those carrots smelled so good. He picked one up and nibble, nibble. He took another bite and chew, chew. He swallowed it, and it was the most delicious thing he had ever tasted in his life. And to this day, don't you know that if you see a rabbit go by, you may see him using everything he learned that day. Cut, cut, snip, snip, carry, carry, nibble, nibble, choo, choo, hip, hop, hip, hop. For he learned that very day that even though he loved his big fluffy tail, he enjoyed eating carrots even more.
Now you know exactly how the rabbit came by all those things. That's a great story. Where did you learn that story?
Well, Larry, I take stories that I enjoy, and then I kind of bend them and shape them into something that makes sense to me. So that's a traditional folk tale, and it's part of a series of stories that are often referred to as a pourquoi tale, which is French for why. Why does a turtle have a broken shell? Why does a rabbit have a small tail? Why does the sun come up every day?
My little potato, you're my little potato. You're my little potato, they dug you up. You come from underground.